This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. The story of organized labor in this economy the past, couple of decades, probably more, has been about its decline, about falling membership and falling influence. All of that might be true, but unions in this country still have a whole lot of money, and they are spending it this year on politics. A story in the Wall Street Journal this morning caught our eye. The AFL-CIO has doubled its campaign spending over this time in the 2012 cycle, same for some other big unions. And it's no secret that labor generally supports the Democrats. This time, though, they're looking down ballot, way down ballot. Gigi Duban has more.
Union reps are already in battleground states from Ohio to Wisconsin, doing what they do best, knocking on doors, making calls, handing out leaflets at factories. And over the coming weeks, voters in those states can expect an even bigger push.
The final 3 weeks of this campaign, we are going to step up in major ways.
Josh Goldstein is a spokesman for the AFL-CIO. He says, yes, they're supporting Democrat Hillary Clinton, but also
all the way down ballot to local elections that really shape policy for people in their communities.
Races from governor to Senate. The idea, he says, is to tip the balance on policies that matter to unions. Nelson Lichtenstein is director of the Center for the Study of Work, Labor, and Democracy at UC Santa Barbara.
And where you have Republican governors and Republican legislatures, you get right-to-work laws, you get the failure to expand Medicaid.
All things labor unions don't like. Also, the Senate approves presidential appointees to key agencies, like the National Labor Relations Board, or NLRB. John Budd is a professor at the University of Minnesota.
And there's been a lot of obstructionist efforts to, you know, try to stop the NLRB from being funded or fully funded, try to stop it from having enough appointees.
And it's not just the NLRB. Unions care a lot about who's in charge at the Labor Department and any other agency that weighs in on issues important to workers. I'm Gigi Duban for Marketplace.